Welcome back. Joining me now as we wrap up the day's markets activity is Willem Oldewager from Nitrogen Fund Managers. Thank you so much for your time, Willem. Now, it seems there are two diverging themes in the markets at the moment. One of them is the spiking bond yields that are concerned over the Fed's schedule of interest rate hikes. And then on the other hand, you've got the cheer that's coming from the positive U.S. corporate earnings that we are seeing. How are you wiggling your way in the markets at this seminal point?
I think it's prudent to still be conservative. We're definitely in a rising rate environment, which means that's never been good for equity markets, and I don't think it'll be any different in 2022. And then sort of the news is coming out that even though the coronavirus is going from an epidemic or from a pandemic to an endemic sort of global illness or global virus, it's still the inflation numbers are truly scary. I saw German PPI was 25%, and it's never been more than sort of 5% in the last 30 years. US inflation is 7%, South African inflation is 5%. So I think rates have to rise, and with that in mind, I don't think you can be too bullish on equities. So even though there are some earnings beats, not that the earnings have increased, they're generally just beating analyst expectations, so they're less worse than expected. They're not good. I think it's better to be sort of on the bearish side right now.
Yeah, talking about that high German PPI, we also saw from yesterday Germany's treasury bond yields going up above zero for the first time in about 3 years. You say that, you know, you are conservative. Is that you saying value over growth, or can you go into growth in a conservative way?
I don't see any growth companies that offer deep value right now. And I think if you just look at the stock market positioning over the last 20 days, it does seem that there's a macro trend shifting from growth to value this year. The growth has run out. I think the monetary controls is going to limit the growth going forward. So value definitely over growth, yes.
Growth has run out. But I mean, even with that growth, are you not looking past, you know, all the fears and obviously the low valuations that we're going to see? Are you not looking past that to say, okay, I mean, these companies are still going to be adding value to the economy. They're still going to have loads of cash available.
Yes, it's very difficult. And it's also sort of a tale of two halves. I think the mega caps are adding value and are creating earnings. But I think if you were to take maybe an equal weighted NASDAQ or S&P or JSE, you'll be shocked at how badly it has gone. So it's very concentrated mainly in big tech, and regulation on big tech is also becoming like more and more intense. If you look at the sort of Microsoft and Activision deal and the Chinese crackdown, it's most of the big tech sort of, if you do too well, you attract too much attention and the authorities come knocking. So I think, yeah, I just don't see growth continuing on the trend it has until sort of, I don't know, a quarter ago.
Yeah. Let's move away from issues around tightening monetary policy. Let's go on to the easy money. We're talking about China continuing to loosen its monetary policy. Today, it cut some of their key lending rates. That was after cutting the rates for their midterm loans on Monday. And of course, I want to zoom into one of the major downside risks for the economy, and that is the slumping property sector. I mean, looking at China cutting down these rates, I mean, will that have enough of an impact to kind of provide some sort of boost for the property sector there or not?
So the property sector in China is a bit of a mess right now. You see Evergrande being told to demolish 36 properties, and then sort of more property developers are going into default. Not that property has ever been sort of a very high quality business. They're generally very largely levered, and China are sort of, they're catching most of the attention, but this has happened before in other economies. And then I think the stimulus will obviously help. And I think the bigger thing with China is I think a lot of the sort of downside risk has been priced in. If you look just sort of the HSI versus the NASDAQ last year, it maybe outperformed 50 to 70%. Or underperformed relative to the NASDAQ 50 to 70%, which means the risk, even though the earnings aren't that great, the risk of sort of downside years is much smaller than in like another market, maybe the NASDAQ or Europe.
Yeah. All right, let's go into our local market. We actually had a trading update from Woolworths today. The company forecasting that its first half earnings could slump by as much as 40%. Food really doing great as expected, and online sales, but fashion, beauty, and home really on the other side of the spectrum. There's actually a comment from Sid Vianello, a retail analyst, saying, "My experience is it takes 3 to 4 years to turn around and perfect a fashion business. Woolworths is only in year two. While one would have hoped for a better first half result, the pressure is now on to show some semblance of green shoots in the 2022 winter season." So, seeming like he's maybe a little bit still holding on, still a little bit optimistic about that division. What's your take on that fashion and beauty division? Are you optimistic, or do you think they should just let it go?
Generally, I think, I mean, Woolworths is the business they are. So they are both food and fashion. And it is interesting, the sort of tale of two halves, just sort of looking at other earnings coming through, sort of the food retailers and the clothing retailers. But I don't think we're very bullish on Woolworths. It's an interesting business, but I'm not sure how scalable it is within South Africa. And they've sort of made a few messes in Australia and the like. But sort of if you believe in the story, I don't think this is an update to sort of dissuade you in your investment case.
Okay, so still some belief there that that division will stage a turnaround. But just lastly, Willem, your stock pick for today?
My stock pick is Netcare. Just sort of a play on sort of where we are with the coronavirus. I think Omicron in South Africa is, we're pretty much over the worst of it. And just looking at the coronavirus development globally, it looks like it is getting milder and milder. I mean, PM Johnson said that the UK might just drop all their mandates altogether. And then sort of the middle income consumer in South Africa hasn't been that hard hit. And the medical insurance sort of participants or members still have the elective surgeries coming up, and as hospitals open up beds, there should be some earnings growth there. So, yeah, Netcare.
All right, thank you very much for your insights, just walking us through what the markets have been responding to today. That was Willem Oldewage from Nitrogen Fund Managers.